Welcome back. Bob Black back with you. Sports Huddle continues on our Transfer Tuesday afternoon, 106.1 ESPN, right at the bottom of the 4 o'clock hour, as we're doing on each and every Tuesday that we're on the air this month. A different member of the Richmond Spiders men's basketball team who have transferred into Coach Mooney's program for this season. And today we get an opportunity to introduce you to George Washington III, sophomore, transfer from the University of Michigan, joining the Richmond Spiders, and he joins us on the air this afternoon. George, thank you for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
How have the first few weeks of life in Richmond, Virginia been for you, and how are you trying to be like a sponge to figure out everything that is Richmond basketball?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'd like to say that I probably compare myself to a sponge anyway, and just how I like to, you know, move in new environments. And so, you know, being somewhere new is a great opportunity for that. And Richmond, I mean, being here has been a great time to really lock in and be that sponge. There obviously there's a lot to learn from the Princeton offense. You know, it's a really fast-paced, high IQ offense that requires some thinking and a lot of movement. And, you know, it's been great to be up here, get a lot of work in, and really hone and sharpen that up for the year and kind of just get a grasp of that. But it's also been great just to be down here and kind of get a feel of the culture that, you know, Coach Mooney's really cultivated here. Get really close with the guys, build that brotherhood right there, especially, you know, having new guys on the team, being a new guy and a transfer myself. All of that it's been great to get acclimated to that as well.
So a couple things off of what you just mentioned there. You talked about being a sponge at different places, and you've certainly had that opportunity. For our audience, in high school you bounced around a little bit, right? You played in Louisville, Kentucky, then you moved to Ohio, where you were the basketball player of the year in Ohio, and then you go to Michigan, and of course that was a tumultuous year by no fault of your own, your freshman year with the coaching change and all of that. As a young man, how do you handle all of that? How have you handled that constant change, and what would it mean to you to be a stable force here at the University of Richmond?
Mm-hmm. Well, for one, I think stability can't go underrated. You know, being in a stable environment really lets you kind of take things in stride and learn at your own pace. And really pick things up in an effective way. So that can't go without, like, can't be understated enough. But I'd also say that for me, I think that you know, last year had a lot happen, but it comes and goes. You know, there's a lot of ups and hills and ways that we go through in life. And the way I kind of look at it, when I approach things, is that everything that I've gone through, everything that God's put me through, is just another thing that I'm supposed to learn from and take so I can use it next time I experience something new. And so that's really how I've been looking at, you know, this last year and really, you know, the last couple of years since I've been in high school.
So how and why did you wind up at the University of Richmond?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the portal is a crazy place. you know, you're getting calls left and right. You know, what most people don't understand is that you're at school. I was going to classes still with my name in the portal. And so there's so much that goes through your mind, and there's so much that feels like it's moving at 1,000 miles an hour. I was blessed enough to, you know, have a connection and be able to get in touch with, you know, Coach Boyden, who's here. And immediately out the gate, it just, you know, I clicked with the coaching staff, and every person who I held close to my circle, who I talked to and mentioned this program, only had positive things to say. They only have positive things to say about who's involved with what we do here. They only have positive things to say about the way that they play here and about the impact that they think I'd be able to make. And so I think it really was just one of those things that the more it went on and the more I continued to kind of grow that relationship with the coaches and all that, it just all fell into place.
Hey, you've mentioned several coaches here, and I have as well, but you mentioned Coach David Boyden, one of the Spider assistants, and, of course, Coach Mooney, and I mentioned Juwan Howard before his departure, and Dusty May, the new head coach at Michigan. There's another coach that I just wonder if he had any impact or any influence on what your relationship was with him, because Spider fans are very well aware of Phil Martelli, who was the assistant at Michigan, went up against Richmond many, many times when he was the head coach at St. Joe's. And obviously knows what the Atlantic 10 is all about. What was your relationship like with Coach Martelli? Was there any involvement from him in getting you to Richmond?
Yes, sir. I mean, I love Coach Martelli. I don't think it's possible to spend time around him and not love him. from the little jokes that he's cracking to anyone who respects the game of basketball to spend 10 minutes in the room and know immediately that he's someone that knows the game at a level that just goes beyond the way most people think. And so being able to really have that experience and have that kind of mentor at school last year was huge. And, you know, I just kind of asked him poked his brain about basketball stuff in general. So, you know, it wasn't anything too specific, but he had nothing but great things to say about it. You know, I think I remember talking to him and him just telling me that he can't wait to see what I do and, you know, just being in connections with someone like that is a great thing.
So I know Spider fans can't wait to see what you can do. George Washington III, our guest here on our Transfer Tracker Tuesday with the Spiders. So, George, how do you describe yourself as a player? What are Spider fans going to see from number 40?
I'd say I'm a scorer for sure. That's one way I definitely describe my game. You know, I'll shoot from anywhere on the court. Whether that's on the line, that's in the mid range area, that's at the paint, that's 4 feet off the line, and that, you know, I'd say that's probably one of my best gifts, my scoring, my ability to shoot the ball. You know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, showing my vocal leadership again, you know, having that year under my belt where I've seen college basketball, seen at a high level, and, you know, been around some guys that can really go and picked up things from them here and there. So I'm really excited to have that opportunity to be able to do that.
Unbeknownst to you, I poked my head into your workout today in the Robin Center while I was still there before leaving to come to do the radio show today. So I was able to watch a little bit. Explain to our audience and our fans how you guys are getting to know each other on the court and getting to know kind of what Richmond does in terms of the drills that they do every day and just really learning from scratch. And it's not only you, but it's obviously the four other transfers and the two scholarship freshmen, a couple of the non-scholarship players in there as well, and what it's like to just be learning everything right now in the summer that will become second nature to you in the next couple of months.
I can say one thing, it's fast. You know, if you watch our practice, it goes by very, very fast. There's not a lot of time for breaks. There's not a lot of time to stop and catch your breath or to think about what we just did. You know, Coach Mooney loves to go quick pace, next thing, next thing, next thing. And, you know, it's great for building conditioning and also building a basketball mindset when you're training. In, like, the game moves fast, so when you practice fast and everything you do makes you think at a faster pace, it really helps the game slow down. But that's probably the biggest thing I'd say sticks out of our practices is the speed that we go at. And I think the other thing, I really enjoy how much our team so far has enjoyed being around each other on the court. Mm-hmm. That's been another thing that's been really encouraging about this upcoming year is the way that, you know, how we get hyped up for each other, even though we haven't even known each other the longest, the way we really get each other's back, push each other, and also just are happy for each other's successes. That's a sign of a great team, especially early on when you have guys that are still getting to know each other.
How much do you, and maybe even the other transfers, but certainly in your situation as a fellow guard, how much you look into like Delonte Hunt, who was a leader last year in his first year, even with some other experienced guys? But I can see, George, I'm just peeking in a couple times, the leadership role, both vocally and with his actions, that Delonte is already taking with this group.
Oh, for sure. You know, that when you look up leader in the dictionary, there's going to be a picture of D'Lo somewhere around there. That jumped out immediately from the first day that I stepped into any kind of workouts or anything like that. You know, that's just who he is.
It sounds a little bit like you might want your picture to replace him down the road here with the Richmond Spiders as time unfolds. Are you someone who would be comfortable in that kind of role, you know, once you get your footing here?
Yes, sir, for sure. I'd be more than willing, more than happy to step into something like that, for sure.
All right, last two for you. George Washington III on our Transfer Tracker Tuesday here. Phil Martelli aside, how much do you know about the Atlantic 10 and the brand of basketball that you're about to be competing in? And obviously, as you said, George, you were at a very high level, certainly in the Big Ten at the University of Richmond. What's kind of, before you've even seen a team or played a game, what you may know about Atlantic 10 basketball?
Oh, no. I mean, I'll say I have a lot of respect for the A-10, just watching it. You know, some people know my dad was a assistant coach for the Dayton women's basketball team for a year. And so I had some time, you know, around the A-10, really getting to see the level of basketball play. And it's unbelievable. Even watching last year, I mean, I always had my eye on college basketball and really basketball everywhere. And so seeing the way that teams were playing last year, I mean, Richmond last year, winning the regular season conference, you know, seeing, it's a high level of basketball. And so I'm really excited to be able to jump into that and be a part of it.
All right, last question. Really enjoying our first conversation and can't wait to meet you face-to-face, and we'll certainly have more conversations
yes,
like this. So this is the throwaway question that I probably will ask once and never ask again. The name, George Washington
mm-hmm.
III. Is there a background to the lineage, to the history of obviously a very famous name in all of American history?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So first, I'm the third.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm the third. So for me at this point, it came more from my dad and my grandpa than anyone. But I was actually named after George Washington Carver, not George Washington the president. So that is where that came from.
Interesting. But, I won't forget mm-hmm. that. So I won't have to ask that to you again. So it's really after George Washington Carver, another famous figure, obviously, in American history, as much as it is George Washington, the president. Very interesting. Very good. All right, George, we'll let you go. It was great to watch you for the first time out there when I peeked in today, and thrilled to have our first of many conversations with you. Look forward to meeting you, and here's to a great career as a Richmond Spider.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. George Washington III, our guest on our Tuesday Transfer Tracker with the Richmond Spiders.